Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Just say the term masculinity, and everyone listening perks up their ears to hear what kind of trouble the speaker might get into. Well, stay tuned, because this is going to be a doozy. The feminization of society has effectively reached every nook and cranny of our lives. Public education eschews traditional masculine virtue and strength. Sitcoms regularly portray the man, the dad, as the idiot who can't get anything right. The church has feminized everything from men's ministries to its musical worship leaders. Biblical stories are often poorly portrayed as less than masculine, conquering, tough, adventure, and hardcore, or strong leaders who take charge. The word patriarchy has almost no good connotation in most people's mind, yet it's a biblical concept. God made Adam and gave him authority and dominion. Eve was his helpmate, blessed with unique capabilities all her own. Yet the man was given the responsibility to lead, to protect, to exercise leadership, to be strong, and to conquer and subdue. Sin nature to all men happened because of Adam's sin, not Eve's. Throughout all societies, men have been considered the leaders, the conquerors, and those who could enact change. Some ruled well, some ruled with evil. Regardless, the patriarchy is what has and will always rule. It can't be changed because it's built in from creation. There's a whole lot more here, but for good reference, I recommend the book It's Good to Be a Man by Michael Foster. The mega problem that we face today is that we, as a church, have either actively or passively bought into the feminization of men. We restrict our sons' sense of adventure or strength or learning from experience. We don't have time to teach biblical leadership or being strong physically, mentally, and spiritually. We're content to let social media, YouTube, and video games give faux experiences. We suggest to our young man that the youth leader dressed half like a woman with a pink fanny pack is someone they should emulate. Well, it might sound harsh, but that's baloney and it hurts the church and society. We need young men who are taught to be strong and not effeminate. Here's the deal, and there's more of this to come. But dump the video games and social media, young man. Dad, be a man and stand up for what's right. Lead your home in the Lord. Get your backside to a good church and get involved. Be strong. Get out of bed, do some push-ups, stand up for what's right, and get in the Word of God with your family. Evil attacks masculinity because God has designed men to fight evil. It's time we stop apologizing for who God has designed men to be and that we start fearlessly leading, changing, and fighting for what's right.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.